How do I establish trust and competence? The two things that people are looking for you in the first 10 to 30 seconds they're talking to you, for you to buy the next 60 seconds. How do I establish trust and competence? Oh, wait, what if it was making people feel heard? Starting to build trust. Not providing an iota of market value. Not providing any of the expertise which you deserve to be highly compensated for. Which is why full fee, 6%, in my view, is still a low percentage rate. Finder's fees everywhere else in the world is 10%. You guys are suffering, are settling from anywhere from 2.5 to 6 max. When you're guiding people through some of the most difficult and emotional transactions of their entire lives, where their hopes and dreams of the future are at stake, you deserve more. You should get more. You can get more. But you got to walk yourself into this and understand what human nature is, how value is provided, how you proceed, and whether or not you're the fool in the game. Are they pumping you for due diligence? Are they intentionally pumping you for due diligence? Are they accidentally pumping you for due diligence? How do they make decisions? How did they make them in the past? Have they ever gone with anybody in this circumstance that wasn't a referral from a trusted advisor? Probably shortly after, not long after I moved to Vegas, we're thinking about hiring an HR company, an HR consultant. How do you figure out how to hire an HR consultant? What's the human decision-making process? You start asking your trusted advisors. You start gathering information. How do you gather information, and when do you actually talk to the person you're going to hire? Way down the line. Not a due diligence phase. These are the cursory conversations that they're trying to engage you in and pump you for information while they're still in decision-making, information gathering. This is not a decision phase. It's basically an 8-step decision to buy. Step 3, they may start talking to you. Step 7 is when they make up their mind. You provide all your value at step 3, you're leaving yourself out in the cold on step 7. We're going to hire an HR company, an HR consultant. We're considering it at the time. Trusted advisor is the accountant. What's the accountant say? Here's who I think you should hire, but talk to this company to see what they have to say. What's that sound like? Right. Who are we going to hire? Like, I need a massive amount of information to go against my trusted advisor. Not just a little, a massive amount to overrule them. Plus, I'm short on time. Do I want to do all the time and research it takes to overrule my trusted advisor? What am I paying this guy for anyway? So I remember, I told you I don't take important conversations when I'm driving. I listened to the other company while I was driving. Just to hear what they had to say. We had that poor bastard on the phone for 90 minutes. And my son and I are asking him questions, and I remember driving. And then I remember thinking to myself, am I playing this guy for the fool? No! I'm a nice guy. I would never do that. And then I asked myself, is this guy ever going to get our business? No. We're calling him to see what he offers, see if there's anything the one we've been referred to is leaving out. If this guy's got something this guy's not doing, we're going to say, hey, you want the deal? Do this. So the other thing I'm asking you to accept, they're doing it to you. They're not evil. There's no malintent. Somebody told them that's how they should do it. Everybody else is doing it that way. Everybody else is talking to 3 bids. Everybody else is talking to 3 real estate agents. Everybody's 3 this, 3 that. But you know who you want in advance because they've been recommended by their trusted advisor or because it's how they made a decision in the past. And there's going to be tremendous tells, tremendous earmarks that are going to come up when you're willing to see them. Another thing that I saw that Joe Polish said one time, he said, it's not the red flags that kill you, it's the yellow flags that were there the whole time that you chose to ignore. Because you're a good person, because you're genuine and you have integrity, because you genuinely want to help people, understand your vulnerability that causes for you. Because you want to help, because you want to believe in the best in people. Yeah, continue to believe in the best in people. I'm very optimistic about human beings, and I'm very optimistic about life. But I know that there are a lot of people that are counseled to effectively engage you as the fool in the game, to get you as a competing bid, to do due diligence against their favorite, or to do it themselves. You guys are in a market when every year or two, somebody comes up with a new way to cut you out of the market. We got a new internet approach. Fire your realtor. Sell your home yourself. Get all this data. And I think the other part of it was, evidently I understand NAR was selling a lot of the information to the people that would put you out of business, right? And yet try as the world might try over and over again. What do they say? Share and cockroaches are going to survive nuclear war? You know, you guys are too. Did I imply something there? But there's something about the human touch in one of the most emotional journeys of everybody's life, that they need you. They need guidance from another human being. And as you begin to refine that ability and you start using empathy and you start engaging them in a way that nobody else does, and you understand what accelerates trust, because the need for the human in these emotional transactions in the middle of it to help them navigate that is never going to go away, no matter how much technology tries to put you out of business. The need is never going to go away. So how do you maximize this so that you end up like the people on this panel who were very successful making a lot of money and hating life until, you know, they run across Steve and we're throwing these ideas together and our stuff is constantly evolving. It's not a sin to not get the deal. It's a sin to take a long time to not get the deal. And it's also a sin to take a long time to get a deal with somebody who's going to make you miserable. On sacrifice, you don't have to sacrifice your commission, your income, for your peace of mind, for your spiritual ability to get back to the reason that you got into this in the first place, which is probably the idea of putting people in homes, is immensely satisfying. All right. Derek, what have I left out on this? Steve has evolved. There's some things that, now, getting back into this idea, and Steve and the coaching and the people that are coaching with him on a regular basis, and we are consistently refining, what are the tells? To use a poker term, what are the tells? I will tell you that the why question is huge, and there are follow-ons. Often when someone is on my team, they know that when somebody is overly focused on one aspect, that smells like we're competing against the favorite. But there, in just a second, so you guys are looking for specific, how does a conversation begin being played for the fool or you're the favorite in the game, typically?
When I wrote Never Split the Difference, I never imagined the incredible impact it's had. This book has reached millions of readers across the globe, transforming the way they negotiate in business and in life. From entrepreneurs closing life-changing deals to parents negotiating bedtimes, the impact has been astonishing. But here's the thing. The book is just the beginning. The real power comes from applying these skills in your unique, extraordinary, and wild and precious life, to quote another great thinker who I believe said, what are you going to do with this one wild and precious life? That's why I invite you to step into a larger world. Reach out to our team at the Black Swan Group. We're here to help you dive deeper and to tailor these strategies to your amazing life. Don't let your negotiation skills perish. Connect with us today, and let's take your abilities to the next level.